Welcome back to Show Me What You Got. And with me on the program, he's a local and national referee. He has refereed for about 10 years now, been to 8 Australian Junior Championships all over Australia. He has worked at the Darwin Basketball Association for about 2 years and has had his ups and downs in numbers, but currently recruitment is at its strongest junior group. And he is all about trying to transition that through the seniors over the next couple of years. Join me and welcome Bradley Malady. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Not bad, thank you. Beautiful day it is, man. How you doing?
It is. Always busy at basketball, so just happy to be here.
You've worked at the DBA for about a couple years now as an operations guy. What has that experience been like? And tell us the highs and lows you've had.
Yeah, so basically I'm in charge of both the officials and the competition structure. So along with coordinating all the rosters for the referees and officials, I also set up the competition on a season-by-season basis and manage all the games and that kind of stuff and results and maintain that sort of throughout the season. It's always busy. We have plenty of changes going on across each season, and we've always managed to keep ourselves busy with changing things up and keeping ourselves on our toes. So it never gets any easier, but it's something that I enjoy doing. So yeah, well, the numbers tend to speak for themselves a little bit, I guess, and given the growth that we've had over the last 12 to 18 months, you can't really argue with what we're doing at the moment. So just happy to be a part of it.
And let's talk about you playing the game and, of course, officiating it. You know, what has that experience been like, and you mixing both? You know, what has that journey been like for you?
Playing and refereeing always has your ups and downs. I've been involved for quite some time now and seen a lot of sort of different scenarios and been involved in a lot of different sort of teams and age groups and officiated a lot of different types of games. It has its ups and downs and plenty of awesome moments. But as I'm sure you can imagine, plenty of the slightly less fun moments as an official on court.
Now, this is a curious question, and I'm I'm really curious to ask this. Does playing the game actually help you or make you into a better ref, or does it not matter at all?
Better referee, not necessarily. I think there's an understanding that comes with playing. I think that, it's a lot easier when you're able to read the game, and being able to read the game is a lot easier as a player, especially if, you're actively playing or you're involved in coaching in any way, shape or form and that kind of stuff. So you can have plenty of referees that are quite capable who don't play, but that deeper understanding always makes things a little bit easier.
How best do you bridge that gap between playing and reffing, and how do you separate those two entities?
It's quite something to do, and it just comes through time, to be honest. When I was younger, I found it quite difficult to sort of separate playing and officiating, especially when, one day you can be playing with your teammates one night and then sort of a couple of days later you're having to ref the same group of people, or, there's different aspects along with it, and there's different sort of relationships that you build with people, whether you're an official or a player, so sometimes those can clash a little bit.
Yeah, Brad, you've had so much experience reffing at the local and national level. Real quick question, what makes a good referee?
Patience and persistence. So, as I'm sure you can imagine up here, we've had our ups and downs as an association, and to have the patience and to be able to continually push through that, I think is something that every referee needs to be able to understand. Actively playing myself, it is something that I need to understand as a player as well when I'm not officiating games and I'm playing games. I think just having patience and having the understanding that, we don't go out as players and have perfect games every time we play. It's the same mentality as a referee. So I wish I could go out as a referee and get everything right every single game and keep everyone happy. But unfortunately, it doesn't work out that way sometimes. And you just have to sort of have that understanding that, a player can go out and shoot at 70 or 80%, and a referee is probably going to do the same. Your better referees have a higher shooting percentage or a higher call percentage, and so do your players. But it just doesn't work out that way all the time. But having that patience and that persistence to keep sort of going through with it is what sort of makes you a better referee. We're always looking for new officials. We're always looking for people to be involved in the sport. Basketball is an ever-growing sport up here in Darwin, and with that means a high number of games and therefore a high number of referees that we require throughout the week. So there's always spots for new people.
Is there any prerequisite for referees who want to officiate the game but haven't really played the game before?
No, we've had plenty of young kids especially, or even some adults that don't necessarily play the sport of basketball, or haven't played in 10 years or something like that and have stepped away from the sport. But then refereeing can be a good way to sort of get back into things as well. And there's no sort of prerequisite there, and we run trainings and courses for everyone that wants to be involved, and you can sort of start from zero or you can have played for a long time, or it really doesn't matter.
Could you shed some light on this new idea of fostering this brand new relationship between players and officials and trying to improve that cooperation between them?
To be honest, as a player, you sort of want to drown it out as much as you can. It's the same thing as a player, you know. When you're standing there taking free throws, you want to be able to drown out the crowd. It's no different for a referee. You want to be able to sort of do your best and know that what you're doing is correct and sort of move past that sort of that outside influence that isn't really a part of the game.
Fantastic. I couldn't agree any more with you on that one. Now, if you were to look back on your career, you know, of officiating the game, you know, what would be the highlights of them so far?
I think I would personally lean towards refereeing. So it's something that I've always been involved in. It's something that I've maintained throughout the time, but I think definitely a healthy balance of both keeps you a little bit sane as well and reminds you why you really love the game. So.
Fantastic, Brad. And just before we let you go, man, any last words of encouragement or advice to the young referees out there, or young kids who want to take up the sport or just become incredible officials or referees?
It's all just about giving it a go, whether it's playing or coaching or refereeing. You don't know until you give something a try. So I'd encourage anyone to get sort of involved in the local association, come down and referee, inquire about what it takes to start refereeing, or send us an email, or give us a call. Playing, refereeing, coaching, it's all a part of the sport of basketball, and it's all easy to get involved in.
Bradley Malady, ladies and gentlemen, Darwin Basketball Operations Manager, and of course, one of the most experienced basketball referees we have up here. Thank you for coming on the program, Brad.
Nah, thanks for having me, Dick.
Wise words from Bradley Malady. Now, if you want to give umpiring a go, make sure you call up the Darwin Basketball Association office and figure out how to get involved. Coming up next, Mikaela Ward, after her tragic injury, breaking a collarbone. We'll be revisiting the chat we had with her some time back to just hear about her time in Darwin. Show me what you got it is.